Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Former President Trump, in his 92-minute address at the Republican National Convention, speaking out against political division, saying Americans have to remember we're all fellow citizens. Continuing live team coverage of the Republican National Convention back in Milwaukee with Jared Halpern. I hope you don't have a flight out this morning with this global outage. We have seen nightmarish delays.
I fly out this afternoon.
Oh, good.
We'll see.
Good luck. If you could, the crowd was like hushed as he described the attack on his campaign rally.
It was. That was a poignant moment of the speech. You could hear a pin drop in that arena. And, you know, we were curious if he was going to talk about the attack. Certainly it is something that a lot of speakers had mentioned. And that was really probably the most powerful point in the speech of former President Trump. But it also was kind of the first speech that he delivered. It became almost two separate speeches. You know, we had heard that he had ripped up what he was going to say and deliver a much more unifying kind of speech. And we had the prepared remarks in front of us, and he certainly delivered those remarks, but a lot of extemporaneous stuff as well. And that is what sort of veered back into kind of what we have long heard from former President Trump at his rally.
So how does that then play out on the campaign trail here over the coming days and weeks ahead, while obviously the Democratic Party is still at loggerheads over whether or not President Biden will remain on the ticket? Is there momentum that comes out of this? Is there a unifying message that can draw in people who are not, already in the camp for Trump?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't think that it was a speech that is going to raise Trump's ceiling as much as maybe we thought that it would. It's certainly a speech that if you go to Trump rallies or supportive of former President Trump, you liked a lot of what you heard, right? There was a lot of red meat in there. It was very much like a speech that he delivered at a rally. If you are a voter who is still trying to figure out who to vote for and you've had concerns kind of about the language that is used in this campaign and kind of the relitigation of 2020 and kind of those issues, I don't know if you walked away from that speech any more clear with who you want to vote for.
As we look at the energy that came out of that venue over the course of the week, this is probably one of the more unifying Republican National Conventions in a generation, considering where we were at in 2020, not really having a convention in 2016, which was so divided. Yeah. Still on the convention floor.
It was great to see everybody back. I mean, that's true. Both parties kind of missed that opportunity in 2020. There was something about having a convention in person rather than virtually. It's not just what you see every night on the convention floor. There are a lot of events that surround the convention. There's kind of a convention fest, almost a carnival type setting outside the arena. And so those are important too, right? Because that helps, grassroots organization. It gets people from across the country together to kind of work on all of that planning and excitement and building that base. And that is important for both parties. That being said, I don't know what we're going to see in Chicago in a couple of weeks. Obviously, there have been calls that have grown very, very loudly for President Biden to step aside. That could be a much more divided, uncohesive kind of convention. I do wonder if the speech delivered by Trump last night, by former President Trump last night, maybe takes a little bit of pressure off. Again, I don't think it was a speech that necessarily is going to change dramatically the status quo of this race right now, which, listen, still remains, at least according to a lot of polling, very, very close.
Did you hear from delegates on the floor that they were basically like not even focused on Biden, that basically it's like, let's worry about our own camp, let's worry about our own effort to get out the vote? Or were they really reveling in the issues that Democrats are having right now and the hand-wringing over, do we have a nominee or do we not have a nominee?
I mean, they're focused on Trump. They're focused on the Republican Party. That being said, you know, that kind of was hanging over the convention, right? How is President Biden going to stay on the ticket? How is that going to play out? We had heard that Trump was not going to mention Biden by name. He did at least, once or twice.
Yep.
There were still signs on the convention floor that said, fire Biden. But listen, a lot of those speakers talked about Vice President Harris. And again, that's by design, because they are trying to kind of prepare for all eventualities, I suppose, and kind of what that might look like. But last night, especially, the delegates were focused mostly on former President Trump, focused on their own party, less so about kind of the chaos and uncertainty that's unfolding with the Democrats.
We'll continue to follow some of the storylines that come out of the Republican National Convention throughout the day. Jared Halpern has been leading our coverage throughout the week and probably gassed with like an hour's sleep the entirety of the week. Great work this week, my friend. It's 8:50 on Jacksonville's Morning News.